Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's longest-running current affairs show. It's the flagship news, lifestyle and current affairs show, and we bring you an ever-evolving lineup of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories. This is Current Affairs from a Queer Perspective, and it's radio made by us for all of us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is the enduring voice of reason, Tess.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning. Paul is on panel. Fiona is at home doing social media. Our guest today, Lord Mayor Sally Capp, Walkley award-winning journalist Adele Ferguson, Dr. Sandro De Mayo, who's CEO of VicHealth, and I think he's just completed 12 months in that role, Tony Walker, CEO of Ambulance Victoria, and we finish up with Salvatore Malatesta from Sonali, and that's going to be on the future of retail and hospitality. Good morning, Tass. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
And tell me, who's Simon Jones?
Simon James.
James.
Newsreader.
He's on brand spanking news.
What do we know about Simon?
We don't, actually. If you're listening in, Simon, send us two interesting facts about you that we don't know.
I think we should also do an interview with him, Macca.
We should.
Find out who Simon is.
Exactly.
Anyway, how's your week been, Macca?
Look, I think we're all...
Give me a highlight. Tell me something nice. Something positive.
I had an interesting discussion when I was walking the dog this morning with... I was wearing my mask, and this is at 6:30, and there was a guy coming towards me from the other direction with another dog, another greyhound, who I hadn't seen before.
Now, this is going to be a good story, isn't it?
It is a good story.
Great. Great news. We need some great news.
And there we are. I've got a picture of Simon. And
what, are you stalking him already, Macca?
No, I'm not. It's Paul. He's walking towards me, and I noticed he didn't have a mask on, and I thought, I'm not going to say anything. Anyway, he stopped probably a couple of metres apart, and we're both keeping our dogs separate because greyhounds. And he said, oh, can I ask you why you're wearing a mask? And I thought, I was actually thinking
about... What, he had to ask you?
I was thinking of asking him why he was wearing a mask. Anyway, I said, well, one, it's the law. But also I said, I don't know whether I have COVID. I assume you don't know whether you've got COVID. And I said, we don't know, we think we know, but we don't know how infectious it is. So that's why I'm wearing a mask. And he goes, oh, okay. He said, I'm not an anti-masker. But he said, I thought walking the dog... You know, there wouldn't be a reason to wear it. But yeah, I will. I will now. Right? I thought, okay, that's good. So it was a positive thing. He wasn't an anti-masker. He just didn't think it was necessary.
At 6 a.m. because he's special and he's walking out on his own with his dog. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's not one of the exemptions. So, but yeah, that was a nice experience. I had another experience during the week of someone who was arguing at the supermarket with a staff member about, you know, not having to wear a mask. Anyway, I shared my opinion of that person with them.
Well, I had an experience this morning, Macca, as I was leaving the house to jump into the car. My partner was in the car. I had left the car to go back into the house to collect something, my notes for this morning's radio show, of course. I do. It's lovely. And so I took off my mask while I was in the car. We're about to take off. I said, hang on, I need to go back into the house. I'd hung up the mask on the rear vision mirror, darted into the house, and on my way back to the car, the distance between the front door and the car was literally 10 metres.
Yeah.
But there were people approaching who looked at me, and their look could kill because I wasn't wearing a mask. And I thought, okay, I feel really uncomfortable. And this is exactly the right reaction, and this is exactly the right way to deal with this. So I jumped in the car. I ordinarily wouldn't wear a mask in the car, but I did this morning just to sort of make a point of it. But I think there's a bit of social etiquette that's emerging in the community, Macca. What do you think?
Well, you know, we know what the rules are.
I mean, each time I see somebody without a mask, I feel like hissing.
Yeah.
But it's rare. It's a rare time.
Look, we don't know. We don't know why someone's not wearing a mask. There are medical exemptions. But I think, you know, people... Look, I'm going to cover this at 11 o'clock.
This is your op-ed, Macca.
Well, you know, people behaving badly is not new. It just seems under COVID, it seems to be heightened. And I think because we're all on edge and we're all nervous, we're all frightened, we're all scared, we're all worried, you know, we counter that with, you know, we also feel hopeful and we think we will come out the other side. So it's a combination of feelings, and a lot of those feelings we're internalising because we're not having the opportunity to engage with people in the way that we have in the past. So... bad behaviour, to me, seems to be highlighted and accelerated by COVID-19. So I want to talk a little bit about that.
Macca, there's a question here for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about TV naming and shaming anti-maskers?
Okay, I make the point. I find it interesting that overwhelmingly, those that have been named and shamed are female.
Mm.
And often of a non-Caucasian nature.
Like the three Queensland girls?
Yep. And, you know, that I want to see, you know, if we're going to name and shame, and you can have a whole discussion around naming and shaming, well, it's only those people that are doing the wrong thing and getting caught. You know, what about all the men that are doing it? And, you know, we hear about police fining people, you know, for some pretty ridiculous behaviour people are doing. But the media, some elements of the media, you know, they're dog whistling. And that's all you can call it. It's racist, it's sexist. And, you know, if they're going to call out bad behaviour, name and shame, don't be discriminatory in how you do it. Just make sure... that you're telling the truth. I don't think naming and shaming actually has a really big role, unless it's something particularly egregious. But why is it only women that are pretty much being named and shamed?
Correct. Absolutely correct. Good point, Macca.
You know, so...
a very good observation.
I think... I make no comment on any of those people's behaviour. I think it was appalling. I think it's disgusting.
I think you just have made a comment. Macca, we've had a few questions, of course, from listeners. We've had a message from Steve and a message from Daryl with one R and of course, a message from the lovely Melina. Steve says that you need to do some more research on this, Macca, before you pass comment.
Okay, and it says, all the women highlighted except one have come from the same group of around 30, a group run by a male. This info is provided on Twitter by a guy that copied... Yeah. Well, I was making a comment generally that the reports I've seen have been about women. And I am... Yes, I'm familiar with this particular instance. Yeah.
And look at what Daryl R said. Daryl with the one R says.
What's he said?
Apart from calling us fabulous, Daryl says that he'd like to see them. I don't know who them is. Bring back the stocks.
Them are the people that work with they.
I like that, Macca. That's very good. Bring back the stocks. We don't have to use their name. He'd line them up, socially distant, of course, and fling the proverbial rotten tomatoes at the anti-maskers. Just saying, says Daryl with one R. Thank you, Daryl. We want to keep it polite and we want to keep it respectful and we want to keep it courteous. Thank you.
Yeah. It's interesting, Tass, isn't it, that we have the, you know, the situation where, you know, look, it's good that people are commenting. I don't know about bringing back the stocks and hurling rotten tomatoes at people.
I think we're past that, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. You know something else that's moving? Something that makes me move with anger?
Yeah, tell us.
The effing aged care system in this country. It's a disgrace. It makes me sick. Right? The people, you know, our parents, our grandparents, our uncles, our aunts, you know, our neighbours that are in aged care, they're not hospitals. I know that. Right? You know, it's often said that they were God's waiting room. Well, the people who have managed these aged care facilities that haven't provided sufficient PPE, that have allowed a system and have not advocated for a system that only requires a registered nurse for up to 120 people in a facility for one shift a day, right? For one shift a day. And how can you possibly provide any level of care or support to those people? And it's driven by money. It's driven by money, and it makes me sick. Some of the things that I've heard from people who have had first-hand experience with what is going on in some of these homes, and it's all of them where the infections have broken out. And you know why the infections have broken out, Tess? It's because the people who run those homes, who manage those homes, are not adequately resourcing or training their staff because they're just bloody greedy. They're just greedy, and this is simply a meat grinder for them. It's a money machine, and it makes me sick. They can complain, oh, the federal government hasn't done this, the state government hasn't done this. When you move the staff out and put these other staff in, you caused grief. You know what? I'm going to have a little bit to say after the break about St Basil's in Fawkner, because the organisation that owns that had previously said that you couldn't get COVID from taking communion because it was out of God's cup. What a crock of shit.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.